And I found out interesting things.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them I already knew, but this enforces the fact that the servers are not pushing the specials, they're not suggesting wines and other beverages.
I see.
So, and they don't know, they should know more about wines. So.
Do you have a list of things that you want her to look for?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I gave her my list and she had her own ideas. And so she sent me in writing all the things that she thought, the good and the bad, and it was very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Some things I knew and some things I wasn't aware of. So it was very good.
Well, you'll never get an accurate picture
mm-hmm.
of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way, because as soon as they say, oops, she's here,
mm-hmm.
and things are different.
That's what everybody tells me.
Yeah, even if they love you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yes.
It's like when you know mom's when you know mom's watching, you know.
yeah, that's right. So, do you have any restaurants that have the shoppers?
Oh, I mean, I know lots of people that are doing
it. Mr. Shoppers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to know. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's information you got to get, and I don't know that I'd hang it on just Shoppers.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one, it's certainly one avenue of feedback,
mm-hmm.
as comment cards are an avenue of feedback, as visiting tables is an avenue of feedback, as
uh-huh.
doing telephone follow-up,
uh-huh.
you know, with parties, if you know who they are,
uh-huh.
particularly like a large group, call them the next day and say,
mm-hmm.
you know, what did you think, and
mm-hmm.
how could we... What would it take it to make it absolutely perfect?
Okay.
I love that. That's just such a great question.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You say, how, you know, everything's fine. You say, what would it take to make it absolutely perfect?
Uh-huh.
Go, well, let's see. Perfect would be.
Uh-huh.
And they'll come up with something and then see where you are. But.
Right. Yeah, I'm taking notes from that. I'm also, I have a wonderful digital camera and I'm taking pictures. And my printer has on the right paper,
uh-huh.
prints beautiful pictures. So I'm going to start putting them on the wall. We call it the Wall of Fame.
Uh-huh.
We started with a war hero, and it was so successful. He'll bring his relatives and everybody to see it. And so we're doing it with our everyday customers.
Uh-huh.
We have customers, one pointed out, they are on the fourth generation. They're bringing, they used to come with the parents, now they bring the grandkids.
I love it.
Yeah, and that's, I'm working on writing an article about it because I write every week about customers.
Uh-huh.
And people are, because it's a small area, Olympus is a small area, everybody knows everybody. So it has created quite an interest. If I miss a column, I start getting phone calls at home and wonder how things going and why didn't I write different things.
Start throwing eggs at your house.
Not quite. Nobody
oh,
knows
okay.
where I live.
Oh,
I
okay.
live out in the country, so that hasn't happened yet. But, the Wall of Fame, I know that Max... Oh,
hello?
Hello, this is Howard Troxell.
Hey, Howard. Glad you made it, sir.
Yeah. A few minutes late, but I couldn't believe I had two telephone conference calls back-to-back.
Well, you executive types, you know. I'm on with Sylvia Raves from Olympia.
Hi.
Hello, Sylvia.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Oh, I'm interested in everything you have to say about Mystery Shoppers.
Oh, okay. Are you a... from what point of view? You want to be a shopper or you need shopping services?
I need shopping services. I need to know what's going on at the restaurant while I'm not there, and
mm-hmm.
I think that's one way of finding out.
Well, it certainly is. And the way we do that for a client such as yourself,
uh-huh.
first of all, tell me about your restaurant.
Well, we seat 125 people. We've been in business for 26 years. We just celebrated our 26th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
And we are very successful in the mornings. We're known as the best breakfast place in town every year in the Olympian. We are voted the number one breakfast place. Our dinners, however, have not have an increase. In fact, they have decreased from the past year, and from the year before, little by little. So I want to know what's going on at night that I'm not aware of.
Mm-hmm. We have a general evaluation form that is a very good place to start.
Uh-huh.
That we have used over the years, and we've kind of tweaked it and amended it and,
uh-huh.
and added new things to it. And I won't say it's perfect, but uh-huh. it's awfully close. It mm-hmm. will ask the questions about the service area,
uh-huh.
you know, the demeanor and friendliness of the staff,
uh-huh.
The speed of service,
uh-huh.
the promptness of the wait staff to respond to, uh-huh. to your needs. The quality of the food as to taste, texture, and temperature, the general ambience of the restaurant, the cleanliness of the restaurant. Of course, we, you know, stop in the bathroom and
right.
you know, observe what's going on outside, and you get a good overall report,
mm-hmm.
which it has a scoring system on it. Then you can score it based on,
mm-hmm.
you know, how you would rate the individual things.
Mm-hmm.
If we get to the point where we're doing shopping for you on an ongoing basis, then we could develop, understand what your standards are, and we would then be able to score it for you.
And do you also give ideas, advice on the things that are wrong, how to fix them, like if the bathroom doesn't have enough light, what kind of lighting, or do you just go... And said the bathroom.
The shopper will likely not do that.
Okay.
The shopper is a reflection of the public, and
okay.
And we select them on their ability to observe
uh-huh.
and give us good, valuable, straightforward information. And
okay.
if they were to say the bathroom lighting is dim,
mm-hmm.
then you know that might be an opportunity for you to look in your area for
mm-hmm.
someone that would help you with that
the lighting
technical issue, yes.
Right. Okay.
Because not being able to see the restaurant, now before too long, people will go in with little Palm Pilots that will take pictures of things, but
yeah.
they're not doing that yet.
Right.
Now, do you have a computer?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay.
I have a Mac.
You have a Mac.
Yeah,
okay,
I have a Mac.
That's fine. We would do the report and... The report is interactive, and the shopper takes notes in the restaurant, and then they fill out the report on their computer,
uh-huh.
and they put it in a file, and they email it to us, and we in turn re-email it to you.
Mm-hmm.
So within 24 to 36 hours after the shopper has been in the restaurant, you'll have your report.
Yes. Wonderful.
Even though you're in, you're in Olympia,
Washington.
The state of Washington.
Washington, mm-hmm. right. And we're in Colorado with...
Mm-hmm.
With the speed of the internet, it's just like being across the street.
Exactly.
And we have many shoppers in your area.
Mm-hmm.
Our database has 85,000 have registered to be shoppers for us. So you're in a major market, and we would have some good people to pick from.
Great.
And now, do you have a bar or just the restaurant?
No, we serve beer and wine, but we don't have a bar per se.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We have a smoking and non-smoking rooms, but mm-hmm. no bar.
My email address is Howard.
Howard.
At mysteryshopper.net.
At mystery. Shopper.
.net.
Okay.
Okay. And what is your email address?
My email address is bbravesravees.
Bbravees.
At earthlink.net.
I didn't hear the last part.
Earthlink.net.
Oh, Earthlink.
Mm-hmm.
It's BB, right?
Yeah, BB.
BB.
Yeah.
BB Braves.
B-R-A-B. V-E-S. B Braves.
B, all right, so it's two Bs?
Yeah, right. Two Bs.
BB, and then what?
R-A, V-S in Victor,
mm-hmm.
E-S.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to make it hard.
At earthlink.net.
You're a .net.
I'm a .net, uh-huh.
Okay, so am I. I'm a .net.
Yeah, you are a .net. What's the difference between .net and .com?
The dot-coms were first, and they kind of used them all up, and so they came up with a dot-net.
Okay.
Now they got a dot-new, they got dot-anything.
Okay.
Originally, com was commercial.
That's correct.
And edu was educational, and org was for organizations, and net was for...
Networks.
Uh-huh.
And that sort of all...
blended in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sort of morphed together.
What I can do, if you like, is I'll send you an email after we finish talking, and quote you a price for that, quote it over. I don't mind giving it. The fee is $75. Plus the cost of the food for a shopper and a guest.
That's great. So it's $75 altogether, and then the food
plus the food, tax, and tip.
But they're going to pay for that, and they're going to pay for that like normal, and get reimbursed, and they'll reimburse
for it. Yeah, they can send me the bill, and I'll reimburse them, because if I give them our money, we have a $5 money thing. And excuse me for a minute. If I... give them the money that we have on a little, we have paper money that they can use as regular bills. If we do that, then...
But you don't want to...
No, yeah.
You don't want people to know. So.
No, I don't. So that'll be perfect. Okay, bye.
Now, when you do something like that, Howard, typically if you're shopping it over a period of time...
Okay.
Howard?
Yes.
When you do that over time, typically you have different shoppers come in?
Oh, yes, yes. There'll be pretty much a different shopper every time. Now, I'm not sure how frequently you want to do this, but, maybe 90 days out or something,
even
120, that first shopper may come back and do it again.
Right, yeah, because that'll give us a chance, because I know a lot of things that need to be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And some are going to take a while, and some can be done right away. So, I'll have the $75 is $75 monthly fee, right?
Well, $75 each time we do it.
Per shot.
Each time you do it. And then besides that is the meals and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's correct.
So,
we will send you the report in your email.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will mail you an invoice, so I will need your mailing address, and you can email that to me.
Right, I'll mail all that to you.
I know the address of the restaurant.
But the address of the restaurant.
And sometimes shoppers want different day parts done, a breakfast, a lunch, and a dinner. That gives you a feel for what's going on during the entire scope of your operation.
Yeah, and there are some things that I like to know about the breakfast and some specific things about the dinner.
If you have, and most of that will probably be answered on the report, but things of an unusual nature mentioned in your email, and we'll have the shopper look for those and put that in the summary section if it's not already on the report.
I think
you'll like the service.
Oh, yes, I do need the service. I really do. I'm in the process. I'm just been thinking about either I'm going to close at 4 and just have breakfast and lunch, or concentrate on the dinners and build it up. And I haven't made up my mind. It'd be so much easier not to be open for dinner. But like when we do 200... a breakfast, we might do 60 dinners, and things like that. So,
where your volume is low, it's by the same token, your overhead, your rent or however you want to look at it, pretty much your overhead is all paid for, and you've got a little labor cost and the food cost. So, I have a business partner that used to be in the coffee shop business, and and he ran his coffee shops 24 hours a day. There are those breakfast places that close about 2 or 3 in the afternoon.
Yeah, and this is a decision I have to make, and I would have to talk to Bill. But I need the mystery shopping, and then I would have to talk to Bill to see how could I make the right decision or the decision.
What you might do, this is a thought, and I don't know, Bill might have some thoughts on this too. You might consider being open on Friday and Saturday night only.
That's a possibility.
Because those are your two, or whatever your major evening
producers
are.
Actually,
then people that want to go to your restaurant, they can kind of wait and build up a, you know, that it's only open two nights a week. So,
That's a good idea too.
That might be a place to start.
I might try that. That sounds very good to me.
Well, the thing to take a look at with it, Sylvia, is remember at the summit.
Mm-hmm.
Molly Hancock was talking about return on management.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things to take a look at, aside from the dollars and cents of it, is what is this doing to your own sanity?
Mm-hmm.
And if all it's doing is getting you stressed out,
uh-huh.
then it doesn't matter what the financial return is. You're
right.
Killing the goose that lays the golden eggs, and you got to be careful.
Right.
So yeah. That would be something to take a look at. I mean, one of my little tests is sit there and sort of think about what would it be like if we close for dinner, and if your energy level goes up.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right, exactly.
You know, does it go up or does it go down when
mm-hmm.
you think about that?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times we know that at a deeper level than we let on.
Right. Yeah, that's really, it's something to think about, and I'm really interested in having that shopper, mystery shopper, and get some ideas, and then I would like to get together with Bill too later on and toy with the idea of what to do. But yes, this has been very helpful.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You have my email address.
I do, and you have mine.
And I have yours.
And if you would send me an email and list your address and name.
Okay.
You know, where to send the bill.
Okay.
Oh, you know, give me, let's say we would start the shopping, today is August the 5th, give me like until any time next week we can do it. Just you can go ahead and order it
okay.
for any time after the 12th.
Okay, let me write it down here. Right now I have my granddaughters here, but actually that has nothing to do with it because, yeah, any time after the 12th, yeah. Okay. I will email you the things I need and the address and everything else.
And you want us to do it for, you know, when you want us to do it, you know?
Probably either the later part in August or the first part in September, either way.
Okay.
So let me think about it a little more, and I'll definitely give you a date.
Okay.
And I'll answer via email.
That sounds wonderful.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you, Bill Marvin.
Okay, do you have any other questions while you got Howard on the line?
Well, I don't think so. My main question was, am I going to do it? And after talking to him, yes, I am going to do it. And then we'll go from there. I can't think of anything else. Do you have anything else for me?
I do not.
Okay.
I appreciate the opportunity to visit with you, and
it's
always nice to talk to individual operators, the backbone of the restaurant industry.
Thank you.
I was in the restaurant industry for a number of years before starting the Mystery Shopping Company about 20 years ago, and ran some individual operations, and then I worked for the chains as well.
Uh-huh.
So I got to see both sides of the street, if you will.
Right. Well, I think that a service like yours is very important to restaurants because we cannot be there 24 hours,
mm-hmm.
and this would be very helpful. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Okay, Bill, I'll be talking to you.
Okay, great, Sylvia.
I'll do some thinking, and thank you so much for the opportunity.
Oh, no problem. Go enjoy your granddaughter.
I sure will.
Okay, great,
okay.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Oh, good.
Hello, Bill?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was you and me.
Yeah, just you and me.
Well, it's hard to know. Sometimes, I mean, we've certainly had some where nobody's called in, so
mm-hmm.
It's always difficult to find a time
mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. that works for the operators.
Mm-hmm. So, well, that's true, and I imagine, you know, the time you selected here on a Monday is about as good as you're going to get, I think.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's 3:30 on the East Coast, and it's 12:30 here, so...
Yeah.
You know what? It's about the best you can do, and the other thing is, you know, I've talked to a couple of folks, and they said, well, you know, when the interview's done right, you've already asked and answered most of the questions that I would have had. So,
well, that's true. Oh, by the way, when you have a moment, send me a tape of what you sent out.
Oh yeah, no, we'll do that. No, I've got your address here. I thought I asked Janet to do that. I'll send her. You should have gotten that. You want a cassette or a CD?
I think I'd just as soon have a cassette. Well, it doesn't make any difference. I've got both. A CD. Make
okay.
it a CD.
Okay. That's just kind of usually depends on what's in the car.
Yeah.
Because that ends
both.
Up being where most people
I've
listen to.
I've got both in both cars.
All right.
I was kind of surprised to get a CD in my second car, but it came with it, and so.
Well, I've noticed that now with rental cars. But
they're
coming
I think,
with CD players.
Many more. Probably one of these days, maybe they'll quit putting them out with cassettes. I don't know. It's hard to know.
Go the way of 8-tracks.
Yeah, because that'll go the way of 8-tracks. Hey, I got a new. We're about to field test a new product for mystery shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I talked about it on the tape. So until somebody else jumps in here, maybe you have a thought of who might. I kind of think it might work for the medium sized to small chain.
Okay.
That needs mystery shopping, but you know, they're kind of hurting for money.
Yeah. That's gonna be a lot of people right now.
You know, the guy that wants it, but he doesn't want to spend the money to do it. What it is, we've come up with a logo, and the whole thing is a little bit like this. Driven down the road, and you've seen a truck that says, "Tell me how I'm doing."
Oh yeah.
Well, this logo across the front of it, it says opinion.mysteryshopping.net.
Uh-huh.
And we provide some buttons that have the same thing. And we can put the information on the cash register tape, not the logo, but the URL. So what it is, it's an electronic comment card.
Uh-huh.
And we ask people to send in the comment card, and then that automatically enters them in a cash drawing. We think we're going to be able to do this for $1 a shop.
Huh.
So it's a buck a shop.
Okay.
There's a minimum of $50 per store per month. But, you know, there's no extra cost for, you know, there's no meal cost. Like, you know,
yeah.
The thing I quoted Sylvia, 75, and the meal on top of that and tip will be another probably $40 or
yeah.
By the time you pay the tax and the tip. You know, so she's looking at $125 for that mystery shop.
Mm-hmm.
She would have gotten with this new program for $50, she would have gotten up to 125 comment cards electronically filed.
Uh-huh.
And they will go to a password-protected, encrypted page on our server where the purchaser of the program can put in the password, and all the reports will be listed by day, by store, by month, archived for as long as they want them. I think what we're going to get, and it's, you know, as I say, we're just getting ready to roll out a test out at DIA. I think we're going to get the people that are, you know, particularly upset. And,
uh-huh.
You know, to the mature operator, they want to know about those people.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody has had a really bad experience, your only hope is to know about it and to step up to the plate and do something about it.
Yeah.
And then we're going to get the other end of the spectrum where they were, you know, just everything was just so super good, they just had to go home and get on their computer and tell you about it.
Yeah, I think you're probably going to want to have a card printed up that they can slip in with the guest check, because people aren't going to read that. I mean, you could print it on the guest check, but nobody's going to read it.
Mm.
And I think what you're going to want to have is, because the other thing is that a lot of times that information stays in the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's a card, particularly four-color, you know, catch-your-eye type of thing, people might stick it in their pocket when they leave, and then it's a reminder when they get home to go do it.
Mm-hmm. For the restaurant industry, that might be real well. Now, the real big guys are beginning to do something like this.
Yeah.
They've got a URL on their receipt, and that's all they've got. It just, you know, it's another way to, they don't promote it like I'm going to promote it, but I think my market is the small to medium-sized operator that, you know, maybe our lady here, you know, for 50 bucks a month, she'd get, you know, up to 50 reports, and then anything over 50, they're a dollar a piece.
Yeah, and 50 bucks. 50 bucks is a no-brainer.
Yeah, yeah. And once I set it up and automate it, I can make a little money at it.
Hey,
I hope.
Well, let me know. You know, when you want to sort of roll the next thing, I can put it out to my. I've got 2,200 people on my mailing list. Or I've got, you know, the subscribers, which is
on the phone.
Go ahead.
My subscribers are a smaller group, but I have much more of a connection with them.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, that would be the way to do it, is take it to the subscribers and say, okay, here's the deal. If you want to get in on this, just, you know, just kind of a beta test.
Yeah, yeah.
And then work.
That's a thought.
You know, and then that would ramp it up. I mean, at the most, I think there's a couple of hundred people, and only a percentage of them would take you up on it.
Sure.
But you know, if the price is right, and they feel like they're in on the ground floor or something, it helps me out, because it's one more reason to be a subscriber and get on the inside track.
Sure. Sure.
Mm-hmm. So the more of those things I've got going, the better.
Mm-hmm.
The better.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, it works for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll as soon as I get through my initial beta test, then I'll send you some information on it. We invented it originally to be able to shop retail stores in the post-security areas of airports, where it's very difficult to get shoppers in there. It's possible, but it's just terrible, just very difficult. I got to go to my. We have 85,000 shoppers that have registered with us, and about 75,000 of those are current. I got to put up a note where they can they go to a password protected place to check on availability of work, and basically, you know, are you going to be in the Florida airport sometime next month, check in with us, and we'll see if we can coordinate a mystery shop with your time there.
Sure.
And that's just, it's very expensive, and, you know, the coordination cost is, and, you know, out of all of this, you know, we get, you know, just one or two shops. The guy going through the airport, if he's about to miss a connection, he'll blow off his mystery shopping assignment, and I would too.
Yeah.
So,
well, let me ask you this: What do the shoppers get out of it? They get a meal and a couple of bucks.
On this new program?
No, on your regular stuff now.
On my regular program, they get a meal and they get some money. Yes, they get reimbursed for their expenses, and we pay them a fee. A lot of shopping companies don't pay them a fee. They won't. Well, they're. But, you know, in every industry, there's people that do things on the cheap.
What's the fee?
Hmm?
What's the fee? I have something in mind here.
What's the shopper's fee?
Yeah.
Well, now, I will pay the shopper that shops this breakfast restaurant for Sylvia I will pay that shopper $15.
Okay.
Plus, I'll reimburse the expenses.
Okay. I don't know. I'm not going to be. One of the things I'm thinking about is that, you know, I'm a member of National Speakers Association, and speakers are on the road all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All the
mm-hmm.
time.
Yeah. Sure.
I don't know if $15 would be particularly interesting to most of them, but, you know, the idea if you're in the airport anyway, you know, go
well,
to.
Well, now this is just a simple little. Right. I see what you're saying.
I mean, now if you're looking, you know, these are a bunch of people that are traveling all the time regularly.
Well, let's go to the hotel field. I'm working with a client now. We haven't done much in the way of hotels since 9/11. They just kind of crawled in a hole and took their checkbook with them.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got some interest. They have hotels and they have casinos. It's a big casino hotel operation, probably owned by an Indian tribe.
Mm-hmm.
But we will send a shopper in to spend maybe two or three days, a shopper and a guest. And they will go from place to place around the property shopping this, that, and the other thing. And, you know, they'll get reimbursed for their hotel and meals and so forth. And, you know, a pretty substantial fee for doing that.
Yeah.
And now that applies, that is of interest to, I think, retirees that are, you know, looking to pick up $200 or $300 and have their lodging and meals picked up for 3 days.
Sure.
You know, I've got one fellow that does that for me. He's a retired internal auditor for the Gates Rubber Company.
Mm.
And I want to tell you, old Henry doesn't miss anything. I mean, if it's going on there, his little eagle eye will see it. And because that's what he did for Gates Rubber. He
right.
was an external auditor, and he visited plants all over the world looking for anomalies.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are people out there that really are better shoppers than I am. I'm the administrative guy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, I'm just trying to think, you know, of groups that might be able to help you out.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they're interested or not, I don't know. But let me, you know, when you run into strange situations, you know, keep me in mind.
Yeah.
Because I could, you know, there is a way to put the word out to do a few thousand
something
speakers.
Something that I've heard of that might be of use for you. Have you heard of this WebEx teleconferencing?
No.
WEBEX.com.
Hmm.
And they will sell you the software on a per event basis, where you can set up teleconferencing programs and include people from all over the world. You got to have a moderator that knows how to run the program.
Yeah.
I have one of those.
Mm-hmm.
She does it for one of the school districts in her real job. So as I pick up work, why then she does it for me. So I get a pretty good rate from her, but I'm able to market the service using our database of 85,000 people.
Yeah.
But teleconferencing, you know, among your, you know, constituents, if you will, or group.
Huh.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, we'll take a look. I mean, there's new stuff coming out every day. I just found a program where I can go online, you know, from any internet terminal anywhere on the planet and actually operate my home computer. And I'm sitting
mm-hmm.
there looking at the screen of the thing, and, you know, you can run programs and transfer files, and basically anything you can do sitting at your desk, you can do from an internet cafe from a remote
computer.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's pretty slick. So I'm, you know, I mean, that's like $15 a month.
Now, where you're out traveling and so forth, that might be, you know, just what you're looking for.
Well, I mean, yeah, it saves me a lot of transferring stuff back and forth between the desktop and the and the laptop, but there's also times when I'll get off somewhere and I'll need a file that I don't have, or a file corrupts, and suddenly you're, you know, doing a presentation in the morning and you're stuck. And to try to talk my wife through, you know, here's how you find it, and here's how you pick it up, and here's how you send it.
And I've tried to do that.
Yeah,
it doesn't work very well.
Doesn't work well at all. So anyway, but listen, I appreciate you taking some time today.
You're welcome.
And before I forget it here, I'll send my sister a note and ask her to put you on the list for the CD. And
okay.
Now, do you want just one of this? Do you want to just get on the list for a year?
Oh, I think probably just this one.
Okay. I will get it done.
Okay. Looks like.
Matter of fact, if you just need a CD, I'll just burn one here and send it to you.
Okay.
It's even easier.
All right. That's fine.
Then we know it's done.
Right.
Okay.
You think that's it for today?
I think that's it for today.
Okie doke.
I appreciate it.
You bet. Bye.
Thanks, Art.